Continue down, we have number 6, 7, and 8. And Director Kirschman, I know that you'll be up here as well, but Nancy Hilding is in the room, and she will be speaking to us about these three petitions. And I know, Nancy, we'd like to give you about 15 minutes to address the three, and you can speak to all three of them at once, which we think would be easy to do. But we will take individual votes on each one. Does that sound like a good plan to you?
I gave you three different petitions with the knowledge that you might like the more conservative one rather than the more aggressive one. So I gave you different choices. So, you know, there was less aggressive, medium aggressive, most aggressive.
Yep, and so, we have seen all the petitions. You can just speak to all of them at once, and then we'll take a vote separately.
Okay, I'm going to start by telling you that I just passed you out a letter from the Norbeck Society, which is an environmental group that works on public land issues. And the president sent this to you last night. And so at your personal, you know, individual emails, because, you know, lots of people don't know about the Sunday night deadline. So so I printed it out and given it to you, and you should have received that in your personal accounts by email from Mary Zimmerman. Okay, Mark Boddicker, the president of the Rapid City chapter of the Isaac Walton League, also sent you a letter either last night or this morning at your personal emails rather than meeting the Sunday midnight deadline. And she sent this to me. I submitted comments in support of the three-year moratorium and added that beaver and bison were nearly brought to extinction in the 1800s, and the present 12-month season, we are going down that same path. So he sent you something, and, you know, I'm an Isaac Walton member, and at the April meeting, the members voted to support the three-month moratorium on trapping. That's just pointing out things that you got in your private emails but were not submitted on Sunday night. So I'm going to begin by pointing out at the very bottom of all of these petitions, I point out to you that if you move forward a petition you're not completely satisfied with, The petition can be changed by public comment at a hearing. The Interim Rules Review Committee is okay with changes to a petitioned rule or to any proposed rule that is a result of comments received at a public hearing. So, you know, if there's some particular part of it you don't like, just arrange for somebody to make a public comment about it. So I am going to point out the system that I have here. I have put in three petitions. The first one is just about changing it so there's a three-year moratorium in the Black Hills National Forest starting January 25, and it runs for 3 years. And it changes the description of the Black Hills Fire Protection District, which is just cleanup. It's just that how you have it described is incorrect. And if somebody was trapping for 12 months below Maverick Junction in the Fire Protection District, and you yelled at them for doing it in August, you know, they would point out that your rule is not written the way you interpret it. So that's just cleanup. It's trying to get your rule to match what you want and what you say on your website is what the rule is. So the first petition keeps your 12-month year-round, every place else except for the Black Hills National Forest. It keeps your 12-month season. It makes no change to that. Okay, what I call the medium petition, it keeps your 12 months of the year season everywhere except for the Black Hills Fire Protection District. It adds the moratorium, the three-year moratorium. It adds the cleanup of the language, which is not changing anything about what you want. It's just making your language better. And then it adds a requirement that if people are hunting and trapping on public agencies, land managed by public agencies, and I define the ones as federal public lands whose management objectives include multiple use, wildlife, recreation, storage of carbon, and or projection of watershed objectives. Okay, so if the federal, not state, but federal public land management agency has those objectives, that when trappers are hunting, or trappers or hunters have killed a beaver on those properties, they're required to let you know within a week where they have killed the beaver and how many they killed. And this is about information gathering, because if you go to your PowerPoint on beaver, and I attached that for all the people there out in the world, I attached that to my petition, they all didn't include it in the attached in the petition that's online, but I put it in the public comments. So if you go to the public comments, you can see the PowerPoint. But at any rate, you know, that PowerPoint is, it talks about on one of its pages about all the possible things that could be influencing the loss of beavers in the Black Hills. And so what I'm trying to do with this, have them tell you where they've taken beaver, is allowing you to collect data. Because believe me, I am going to be talking to all of these different agencies, Custer-Gallatin National Forest, Nebraska National Forest, Bureau of Land Management, Bureau of Reclamation, Army Corps of Engineers, Fish and Wildlife Service, and trying to figure out what the situation for their beaver is, and, you know, are they happy with 12 months beaver hunting and trapping on their property. So, at any rate, this is just trying to get information. If you look at your current situation with fur bear reports, it's sent out voluntarily to people with fur bear licenses. You know, the return of the volunteer forms is better with non-residents than residents. And that just collects how many beaver were killed in which county. So you are not collecting data on the mortality from human predation that's happening on federal public lands. And I did give you a copy of this, and Sandra Serberger mentioned this. And this is, you know, there's 14 pages of signatures of environmental entities all around the U.S. asking Biden for a moratorium on recreational beaver hunting and trapping on public lands. So at any rate, we're trying to collect data on what is happening with beaver hunting and killing on public lands that have a multiple use kind of objective in South Dakota. So that's what the middle petition, I call it the medium petition, adds that. Okay, then, but it still has a 12 month beaver trapping season outside the Black Hills Fire Protection District and 6 months in the Fire Protection District on private land. Okay, so then you get to the long petition, which is the most aggressive, and that one has a three-year moratorium. It has the changes in the geological description of the Black Hills Fire Protection District. It has collecting information on the human-based predation of beavers, but it adds a new change, which is it makes the outside of the Black Hills National Forest, everywhere in South Dakota, the hunting season for beavers is 5 months instead of 12 months. Okay, and so we want this, you know, because there's a law, and I quoted it here, I don't have it memorized, but in the petition it's quoted. There is a law that lets anybody in South Dakota who has a conflict beaver call up Game Fish and Parks and get a permission to kill that conflict beaver. And you have an animal damage control entity that will actually go out and kill it for them. So they can call you and get a permit to do this. If they have to call you and get a permit to do this, you are collecting information about where the beavers are in South Dakota, and you will have opportunity to try to talk them into allowing you to relocate the beaver to places where they're wanted and to educate them about non-lethal control methods. We all believe you should have a beaver management plan. We believe you should be collecting data on beavers because they are incredibly useful. You should be not be, I mean, Keith Fisk came from Animal Damage Control, and he wanted you to expand this to 12 months. You should stop looking at beaver as an animal damage control issue, and you should start seeing all the wonderful benefits that beaver give to the ecosystem. And I could talk about them. I list them in my petition, and I'm going to run out of time if I sit here and I talk about all the wonderful benefits of beaver. But you should stop thinking about them as a predator varmint or something. You should be thinking about them as a very beneficial species that creates habitat. At any rate, there were bills in the legislature to fund looking at transporting water from the, they passed. I mean, I've forgotten whether it's $2 million or $2 billion to look at bringing water up from the Missouri River to fight drought. But the beavers, through their action, they raise the water table. And that retains a lot of water. It addresses the issue of drought. Okay, if we have lots of beaver, we have water table raises, and we have lots more groundwater. So at any rate, so the last petition has a five-month beaver trapping season. Between November and April, I think, is when the furs are heavy and you can sell them for good pelts. And then after the summer comes, the pelts get scraggly. So normally the fur bearer season is during the winter. And we don't want the beaver trapped during April, which is allowed under the six-month season, because the northern river otter give birth in April. And the river otter are accidentally, they're strongly associated beaver. They hang out, they like the beaver dams for habitat. So you're going to see otter associated with beaver, and when you're trapping for otter, when you're trapping for beaver, you're accidentally taking otter. So if I want to see the otter reintroduce West River, and your otter management plan did not plan for that. But, you know, you've got otter East River, you know, you're trapping otter, they're a nice species. So we want to limit the season to 5 months to maximize the otter population. And to
Nancy?
All right.
Just telling you, you got about 3 minutes left.
Oh, I do?
About 3 minutes.
Oh. All right. Okay. So, and so that's it. The difference is the last petition gets rid of the 12 months trapping season everywhere else except for in the Black Hills Fire Protection District. So that is the most aggressive one. Okay?
All right, very good.
And I'm going to, what else am I going to say? Okay, I my bad, I didn't put down the name of the public land agencies who have objectives that include multiple use, wildlife recreation, storage of carbon, and or the protection of watersheds. These are the agencies in South Dakota that are federal that I think would be doing that. And that's the Custer-Gallatin National Forest, you know, which is up in Hardin County. There's the Black Hills National Forest. There's the Nebraska National Forest, which includes in South Dakota, the Buffalo Gap National Grasslands, Wall and Fall River District, and the Pier National Grasslands. The Bureau of Land Management that, you know, has most of its property in the northwest corner of the state. The Bureau of Reclamation, the Army Corps of Engineers that has various property along the Missouri River, and the United States Fish and Wildlife Service. You know, so these are the ones that I think meet my definition, and I didn't know whether I should have listed those or you know, left the definition loose. But I have a little letter here. I don't have Wi-Fi. I can send that to you or handwrite it and give it to you if you want me to do that. or I can promise to submit it tonight to the your webpage for public comments so that it will be a public comment. And you can change any petition based on public comments submitted at hearing. So if you want me to specifically say which agencies, I can submit a comment to your website.
Let's hold for now and see what direction we go with this. With that, are there any questions for Nancy before we hear from the department on any of three of the petitions? And I know more may be generated. We might have some questions after we hear from the department. So if you could stand by, we'll hear from the department and go from there.
Should I go sit over there?
Yeah, no, please, if you could go back to where you were, and then we'll have Director Kirschman come up. Thank you very much.
And I don't need this anymore. You can, if anybody wants another one of those, they can have it. Okay.
Madam Chair, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. What Chris is passing out right now is what I would offer up as a summary of what Ms. Hilding described over her three petitions. As I read through the petitions the last couple of days as well, and as she just described, I wanted to put it on paper for you so, again, you could visually see how petition one, what petition one included, what petition two included, what petition three. And so when you look at your sheet there in petition number two, the first three that are in gray are the items that came from petition number one, and then adds item number three. If you look at petition number three, you see the three highlighted in gray. Those were the items brought in the previous petitions and the new addition in petition number three. So again, I just wanted to provide you a visual so that I think that helps as you think about the three petitions in front of you and what Ms. Hilding had in each individual petition in the request there, as she just described in her justification to you. A lot of information that was just shared, and the three petitions in front of you, again, the third one being the more restrictive with the more changes. The petition number one starts out with the two requests for changes in that petition. So as we reviewed this, number one certainly didn't have a lot of time as these petitions came in this week, and there's a lot of information here to absorb and go over. But what I do know is I want to provide a few comments. Number one, as you recall, back in December, we did come forward as an agency and provided you a PowerPoint, which Ms. Hilding included in her supportive package here for you. That was a presentation and report from the results that were obtained from the survey of caches that we conducted in the Black Hills here. That was a collaborative effort with Forest Service as well. First time that was done in multiple years. And so you had that information. We went over the PowerPoint. Regional Supervisor Mike Klazowski provided that to you, answered questions, gave you the results of that. What we did talk about in that presentation was the need to continue to monitor beavers. We talked about habitat projects, both natural habitat projects to some man-made efforts or man approach to creating more habitat for some of these habitat and environments. And that's certainly the direction that we're going on. As I can tell you right now, we're in the conversation of additional habitat projects working with the Forest Service as well in relation to some of those items that were discussed earlier. I do want to make mention, though, one thing that was brought up in the justification here a few moments ago in respect to additional months statewide level for the beaver season. It was brought up that Mr. Fisk had brought this forward from his past experience in doing wildlife damage work. Please understand, commissioners, when the time that conversation happened and Mr. Fisk brought that forward, that was a department recommendation. That's not one individual coming up here speaking on behalf of the department. When we have an individual come up, that is a recommendation. That is information coming from the agency. So, in fairness to Mr. Fisk, I would say it wasn't just him bringing that forward. That was an agency bringing that information forward. So I just wanted to set that straight and clear that for the record. So looking at the petitions, as we've gone over these, number one, we've talked about the moratorium before. In petition number one, it mentions the three-year moratorium in the Black Hills National Forest starting January 2025, going through January, so the calendar year 25, calendar year 26, and calendar year 27. We've had conversations about this. We've looked at average number of harvests that we obtained through our hunter harvest surveys. Those numbers are very low, and at this point in time, we do not believe, nor did we bring that as a recommendation at our conversation back in December from our survey results, of an action item to do at this time. And we would stick by that recommendation yet today based on the conversation that we had back in December. The concept of making some clarification, not necessarily rewriting, but clarification on the Black Hills Fire Protection District, don't necessarily disagree. What we do have is a general description of south of Interstate 90, west of 79, of where there are different dates for trapping beaver within the Black Hills Fire Protection District. Within the Black Hills Fire Protection District in its entirety, on federal land, that can only occur from January 1 through the end of March. On non-Forest Service or Black Hills National Forest Service lands in the Black Hills, that is from November 1 through April. So it is a little bit longer on those non-federal lands, i.e. private land, within the Black Hills Fire Protection District. And I apologize, that does get complex, convoluted, but that's the current structure that we're under. What I do want to make it very well known, again, talking to staff, and in particular law enforcement staff, Ms. Hilding mentioned that at Maverick Junction, if there needs to be clarification because there's a small portion that is excluded from those particular dates. Not exactly 100% true, because how we implement, how we interpret it, we look at and we use the entirety of the Black Hills Fire Protection District boundary. And in statute, that boundary does say from the South Dakota-Wyoming border, cross on Interstate 90, down on 79, and then you just keep going a little bit south of 79 and 18 till you hit the Cheyenne River, which is just a mile or two below that Maverick Junction. When you hit the Cheyenne River, you follow the Cheyenne River over to the Wyoming border, and then the Wyoming border back up to where the starting point was on Interstate 90, where it meets Wyoming and South Dakota. That is the geographic area where we, all intents and purposes, implement and operate those trapping dates within the Black Hills Fire Protection District. I don't disagree. I think that in some of our documents, we can go out and do some revision of how we describe that, but we do not believe it's necessary to change any administrative rule right now to address that issue. Again, talking to those staff, there has not been any issues, and they've had a few individuals call and ask the question, and that through the conversation clarified any questions that they had, but for all intents and purposes, we do utilize the Black Hills Fire Protection District in its entirety as described in state statute. So I just wanted to make that clear. Going on petition number two, there's the moratorium and the description of Black Hills Fire Protection District. Then it adds asking hunters and trappers to report the number of beaver taken. And on the original petition, it said on some public federal lands. Ms. Hilding did further describe what those public lands would be. And she gave you that list of that. I guess what I would offer to you, number one, under the goals that are described in the petition of those federal agencies, I don't see that we would ever use that type of goal structure to make a determination of where we would want to collect data from the harvest of beavers. And then from the standpoint of making it simply a requirement from those federal lands but no other lands, it would become a real challenge, at least in our opinion, of how would you even enforce or know for certain that that's where those folks are trapping that from. You could trap it on private land a couple of miles away but say, oh, I did trap it on this federal land, or you trapped it on federal land but say, well, I trapped it on private land so I didn't have to report it. It just becomes very problematic when you are secluding or individualizing certain areas where you should have to or have to report and other areas that you would not have to report. And I would say from the perspective of reporting, It is correct. We do collect our data and information right now from our hunter harvest surveys that we sent out to both resident and non-resident trappers and hunters. We are exploring other opportunities and other ways to collect additional information. Our staff are looking at that to see and how we can improve and enhance our hunter harvest survey as well to collect additional information that would be useful moving forward in the conversations around beaver. And then the third petition, again, includes those three first items from the first two petitions. And then the fourth change asks a request from a change from 12 months to 5 months. And I go back again to the conversations when we brought this forward as an agency to go year-round outside that Black Hills Fire Protection District. There was the primary purpose because of beaver numbers in many, many locations. We spend a lot of time and effort as an agency working on wildlife damage. We looked at this also as an opportunity, whether the private landowner wanted to address it or have somebody they know come and help them on their property address damage that's being created or caused by beaver, and giving the opportunity to do it year-round. It was or is previously, before we made that change, it was a longer time frame in eastern South Dakota versus western South Dakota, and that's why we brought that forward. Looking at last year alone, as an agency, we addressed over 430 requests for service for beaver damage across the state, and we spent well over $300,000 addressing those issues. We look at this statewide year-round opportunity for landowners or other individuals that may want to help them address some of those damage concerns that we as the agency then don't have to try to address each and every single one of them on those requests for service. We look at this as a two-way street, working with those individuals that are having damage and dealing with that. So, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, when you look at the three petitions, a lot of conversation that has occurred over the last year, year and a half related to beavers. We did the beaver survey. We're going to continue to collect information on that. We're going to do our best to collect better information, additional information through hunter harvest surveys or harvest surveys. And looking at from a year round, we still believe that that is an appropriate management approach and a tool to have available for landowners and others to do that. So our recommendation right now would be to deny the three petitions that are in front of you. And again, the one piece that I would say in regards to that description of Black Hills or Fire Protection District, we will look at our documents like the hunting and trapping hand guide and other places that we can make that more clear if that is necessary. But we believe that no administrative rule change would be necessary at this time as well. So, Madam Chair, I'll turn it back over to you.
Very good. Thank you. It's time for questions. Do we have any questions for Director Kirschman? Director, I have a couple for you. I wanted to go back to the survey that was done and the information that was provided to us. And if you could just clarify, in terms of a biological impact on beaver, what you discovered during that survey, the hunting, the trapping that's going on, we are seeing no biological impact on the numbers at this time.
Madam Chair, so from the survey that we did in conjunction with the Forest Service was about caches, not necessarily the harvest, right? We do collect harvest information through our surveys. Those numbers have been very low. Yes, the information that we did obtain from that aerial survey looking at caches was down from the prior, but we also looked at it from the time span between those, and knowing even though that was down, to us right now, that is a one point in time, and to make a whole management decision based off of that one survey would not necessarily be necessary or appropriate at this time as well. We believe we need to continue to collect information. We'll figure out the next timely time frame to do that same type of survey, and maybe that's done in a regular 3 year, 5 years to give us a better trend data to exactly what we're seeing and what's happening out there. But based on the information that we have right now, we did not believe that it would warrant closing the season at this time.
And then if I could, I have one more question. Mrs. Hilding provided the commission, it's an 8-page letter that conservation organizations have sent to President Biden asking for an emergency closure of federal public land to beaver trapping and hunting. I don't know where that process is. But in the event that should ever go through, what impact does that have on the management of our GFMP when it comes to beaver?
So, Madam Chair, I would assume that if something like that comes from the national level asking for or requiring closure, to me that would also require some conversations between those respective federal agencies and the state. Because when you look at it from the standpoint of responsibilities and authorities, certainly those federal agencies, those lands, have the land management authority over activities that take place of land management on those grounds. From the state perspective, we are the ones that have the authority and responsibilities of managing the wildlife resources. And so those are difficult conversations, no different than the conversation we're having about closures of prairie dog shooting on federal lands and how that impacts, or what does that mean for the states as well. So at the end of the day, the states are still responsible for the management of wildlife, critters, population, species, and we would have to be at the table to be part of those conversations.
Okay, that helps me. Thank you. Additional, Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, thank you. On petition three, when we talk about areas outside the Black Hills Fire Protection District, are we talking about the entire state?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Let's see, and then, yeah, that's a surprise, I guess. Thank you.
Additional questions at this time? Commissioner Locken.
Yeah, Commissioner Locken here. Say, you know, sometimes you got to walk before we run, and I hate to see the whole Black Hills National Forest Fire Protection Area treated all the same. Is there a chance of, there's some real distinct drainages going east through the Black Hills. Is there a chance of picking out one or two drainages and treating them differently than the rest? The one that comes to my mind is Rapid Creek. If we increase the beaver population substantially there, we're going to have some real tree damage in that area, in housing developments and stuff. Is there a chance of treating a couple of drainages differently and... instead of looking at three different petitions, you know, maybe taking a look at some drainages and treating them different?
Madam Chair.
Yes, please.
Commissioner Locken, that was certainly some of the discussions that occurred previously as well, especially when we started doing some of those aerial surveys and even looking at alternative options and that. Again, based off of what information we had in front of us, and knowing that the harvest has been relatively low right now, that's why we did not necessarily go down that path of picking out this drainage or this drainage to close off completely and try to identify that specific area. I would offer to you also the other reason that we did not look at some additional closures as well is what would be the threshold to reopen and determining. So what if you see a slight increase or a slight decrease? You know, how do you determine what is going to be that new threshold? And so certainly understand the desire and the thoughts of closure, as that might be necessarily the ticket, if I may, to increase the number of beaver. What we also strongly believe that one of the limiting factors is habitat, and habitat's been talked about here already. Ms. Hilding talked about habitat already. That's why we're probably more focused right now, not necessarily on closing seasons, but to look at some habitat projects, grazing management, that will be beneficial to beaver, that will ultimately then be beneficial to other wildlife species and systems within the Black Hills themselves. That is our focus point, and that is our approach right now.
Additional questions? Commissioner Whitmire.
Commissioner Whitmire, yeah, one more on 430 issues that you mentioned with problem beavers or what have you. Any idea if a number of those were in this Black Hills district? Or?
Yes, Madam Chair, so looking at, now the number that 430 I gave you, that was last year, okay? What I did get information from our staff, I'm gonna go back even more in time, so since 2013, we've had 101 requests for service in the Black Hills area. 101 over that 10-year time span, and that was from 41 landowners. So we do get a few level of depredation or damage complaints that do come in that we do work on. Certainly, it's not a lot of beaver that have been removed. I think it's just around 130 were removed over that 10-year time span. So an average of 13, if I can use the law of averages, over a 10-year span. So from that perspective, beaver removal or loss has been extremely low. We're dealing with and trying to provide some assistance to landowners that do have some damage issues, but very few in that grand scheme of a 10-year time span, very few have been removed. So again, we visualize this. It has a lot to do more with water conditions and habitat. That might be more of the limiting factor than necessarily the harvest perspective on them, although that's getting the center of attention of that population consideration.
Additional questions? At this time, comments on the proposals before us. Commissioner Bies.
Commissioner Bies, I've looked into this quite a bit, and I can't believe how one person could make a little comment 3 years, 4 years ago and turned into the situation. But I guess I did. And I'm glad it's come up, because I actually drove around for several hours the other night in some creek bottoms and was looking, you know, for evidence, and you know, there wasn't none. And why do we have a low harvest rate? Got to have something to harvest. And there isn't any, hardly any in the Black Hills left. And we spent $30,000 for a survey. We, you know, it come to attention. We did what we were supposed to have done, you know. But if this is a deer and we lost 73% of our deer in our state, what would you do? We wouldn't be going, well, we're going to monitor it. We're going to do something. And I think it's time we do something. It's just my opinion. We can't sit here 5 years down the road and say, well, we lost never 73%. Now what do we have? You know, nothing. I think it's time we do something. I don't know if these petitions are the right ones to go. There's a lot of good issues in there, but it don't cover what I think we need to cover on it. So I probably won't support these, but there's a lot of good stuff in there that we could do and put into a management plan on our own. I just think it's time we do something, you know. And I walked 3 miles down North Castle Creek last week. Of course, I had to be down there fixing fence for cows. I did walk it, and I did watch the stream, but I don't know. I think there's about 8 different beaver dams in that drainage from 40 years ago. You can see where the dams were. They're all silted in, all grassed in now, because there's no beavers in there. But you look around, it's ideal beaver habitat. It's remote, no houses within miles. I mean, the type of deciduous trees that are in that drainage, you know, beavers like them willows and like aspens, and they're sumac and all that up and down there, just thick where it would support them, but there isn't. Well, there ain't nothing to move in there, for one. And I did see that map about the most of the beaver complaints in the hills. They were on the fringes where the houses are at. They ain't up on these remote drainage bottoms where, you know, they could be with no problem. So, I don't know. I just think something needs to be done more than what we're doing. You know, it's like we're out playing beaver's job. We're making our own little beaver dams to make habitat. Why is that? When we got the animals to do it. You know, I think it's a good start to do something like that. But, I don't like the 12-month year-round trapping. I understand some of the deals, but we can always address problems. We don't have to have, you know, why not trap the 5 months so the pelts are prime, where it's good for trappers to get them. I really do think we should shut the trapping down inside the Black Hills for now. And I think we should do some relocation like was mentioned earlier in certain drainages and try it. So, I mean, that's just my opinion. I did find more beaver up my area in the ranch. I think somebody must have dropped some off or something this winter, maybe. And I had a couple, I knew I seen that black trailer drive by my house one night, and I got beavers there by my house on the prairie now. But no, I do. I don't like our current management of it. I think it needs to be changed, but I don't know if these three petitions are the right way to do it. I think we got a lot of smart biologists and people working on our department that we could come up with something to address these issues on our own, and I think it'd be a lot better. It's just my comment.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Beast. Any additional comments from the commission? Well, I wanted to hear from our folks that live West River. So thank you, Commissioner Beast, for sharing what you've seen and what you think will happen. I've heard from a handful of folks that live out here, similar to what Commissioner Beast has shared. Not a lot, but a handful. In addition to what we've heard from Mrs. Nancy Hilding and some of those folks that have come forward. And I think it does cause all of us up here to step back and think about, do we need to take a closer look at what's going on? And I would concur with what's been said by Commissioner Beast. I think we do. I don't know that these three petitions are the way to go, but I thank Nancy for bringing them forward because I think it has provided some good conversation. I think what the department is doing is good, and the surveys are what we need, and it provides that science and the data. But I do encourage us to continue to have this conversation and what those numbers look like to see if our experts, our biologists, and others think that more needs to be done, and listen to those folks that live and walk out here and just take a closer look at it. But I agree. I don't think this is the way to move forward. I just think we need to have some more dialogue about what we're seeing. We're done with comment at this point. So with that, do we have any additional comments or questions? Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartling. You know, I appreciate all the comments and everything that were made. I guess the one thing that catches my eye is in petition three, where it actually kind of changes it to a statewide document where you're going from 12 to 5, because you know, you get, I'm going to just talk from my neck of the woods again, but, you know, we've, in 2019, we had some severe flooding across the whole state, but we had some major flooding. I think we had five disasters, FEMA disasters in that spring. And we are still dealing with a couple that we cannot do anything with because there's some beaver dams. I call them beaver dams, not caches, beaver dams. And, you know, we have to be careful because you can, the eradication, because it's near core land, and it just becomes quite a problem. So I think, you know, trying to attach this to a whole statewide issue is, I'm not very comfortable with it. I can't speak to what happens out here in the hills, you know, because I'm not quite familiar with it. So I truly rely on my fellow commissioners in the department to give that information, and I, you know, have full faith in that. So I too cannot support these petitions at this point in time, but I have faith that our department will continue to look further, because they're hearing, they listen, and you know, I think they're gonna wanna try and find common ground that we can all look at. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any additional comments? Commissioner White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's Commissioner White here. I too agree that there's been a lot of research done on this. I think as developed in our discussion here, that there are avenues of uncertainty, and with the discussion from a commissioner, some question on where's. But I would challenge us to follow through with what this recommendation is from the commission. This is something that we can readjust if it appears to be not working after a year or whatever the case is, but a lot of work and research has gone into this, and I don't see us being able to go out and justify what our biologists and so forth have brought to us on the table. So I would be in favor of us not going along with the proposal here, but with the recommendation that you bring into the table. Thank you.
With that, we will take each petition one at a time. So we're on petition number six. This is item number 214. And it is time for a motion and a second. Move to deny by Commissioner Cole. Seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor of the denial, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Item number 214, which is number six on the agenda, is denied. We'll move down to number seven. This is item number 215. We need a motion and a second.
Motion to deny.
Motion to deny by Commissioner White.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. All those in favor of the denial, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is denied. And item number eight, which is number 216. We need a motion and a second.
Move to deny.
Move to deny by Commissioner Bartling.
Yeah, I moved a second on the denial. The Commissioner Whitmire here, just to kind of partner up with what Commissioner Bartling mentioned, East River. It's a different thing out there. Beaver means damage where I'm at. And I'm glad we're having the conversation, but it's a completely different situation over there with they dig into banks and leave dangerous ruts. They do a lot of crop damage, a lot of tree damage that's not wanted. That would be a real problem. So I'm really against the fourth point, I guess, on that third one specifically. But there too, climate change thing. I mean, that's why we've got the rain. But having said that, wetlands are also responsible for a lot of methane. And so that's, even to entertain the discussion, I just want folks to know that Beaver Dams creating wetlands isn't the solution to climate change when the number one methane producer is wetlands. So. Anyway, having said that, I guess just wanted to make those comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Whitmire. We have a motion to deny from Commissioner Bartling and a second from Commissioner Whitmire. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? It is denied. And with those, that takes us to the end of our petition. I do want to thank everybody that brought this forward. I think this has sparked some good conversation. It reminds us of the hard work that's already being done and continues to be done by the department, and it will allow us to take a deeper dive into the numbers as we move forward.
Madam Chair, we'll bring draft resolutions for the denial of these petitions tomorrow for you and the commission body to act upon. And Commissioner Beast and White, you bring forward the challenge to us to look at some of these things and continue. We will do that. Key staff that have been part of this conversations are sitting here today, so they heard your conversation, your remarks, and so we'll take that very seriously, and we'll continue to have those conversations and discussions.
Thank you, Director Kirschman. We are going to go